So I'd like to introduce to you Ridge Powell. He is a Native American citizen of the Creek Nation who not only combines his time working with the tribe but also supports the elderly in his community and has been very entrepreneurial in his service projects as well to his community. And I'd like to let him explain to you some of the work that he's been doing.
Hello, everyone. My name is Ridge Howell. I'm a senior in my hometown of Shakota, Oklahoma, and I'm also my local FFA chapter president and student body head. Everything I work towards in my community deals with leadership training and trying to make myself a better and more service-oriented person while hopefully helping others become the same. There's two distinct groups that I work with, my fellow FFA members and the senior citizens in my town. And farther than that, I have, I guess, kind of a partial group. I love working with the seniors. I feel like I can learn most from those who have already experienced so much themselves, and hopefully by hanging around them and helping them, I can gather something that might help me in my later life. There's two primary programs that I've helped develop and run. The first one is a senior citizens lawn mowing program. What we do on this, it's active during the summer. It has been for about three summers. And every week we go to the Senior Citizens Center, myself and a few of my FFA members, and we draw two names. And that week we'll go and mow the lawns of those people and help them just with whatever they need, because there's usually many household chores that they need just to help out with. This past summer we've had many deaths of spouses, and it's brought on a whole lot more lawns for us to mow, but at the same time, it's helped bridge a gap between the FFA members and the seniors in my town. I feel like it's really helped me, and I know my fellow members, just become a better person. Whenever somebody else is in pain, you can often do a whole lot to help them with something simple, just like mowing the lawn. I've done a lot of lawn mowing. I will say that. The second program has been in production for about 7 months. It's a community garden. It was actually from a Food for All grant that we got from National FFA. To date, we've picked 1,700 pounds of produce, which is, I think, outstanding. It's a good solid 50 of my FFA members and I have, and my ag teachers have helped grow it. It's still in production, and what we do is take it down to the Senior Citizen Center where it's distributed among the seniors. And yes, they get really violent over it. It surprises me, but those squash are really important. And it's actually really key in my town, in the whole area that I'm from. I'm centered in beef production. There's not a whole lot of production agriculture. This was a way to introduce production agriculture at ground zero. Hopefully through this, we can take Oklahoma to a better, bigger, more production agriculture state. Even though beef production is really important, I think it'll just help diversify the state in general. Agriculture is close to my heart. I've been really active in it several generations, and that's all put together why I love the FFA so much. It gives everybody a chance to change. Change is what we need. If without change, we would just be a still country. Through change, through positive change, we can stay ahead. We can help other nations. And I think the FFA is the best way to do that. And it's a passion of mine. I really love it. Thank you.